welcome to Kicking a Java Style with Cassie.
Well, I missed Word Wednesday, not by choice. I guess it was sort of by choice, but I have been down with kidney stones, so I just could not get my brain wrapped around doing the Word Wednesday. So we're going to have Fellowship Friday. Now, to you all, it probably doesn't really make a difference what day of the week and what I call it, because there's no telling when you're listening to this. And currently, I have my outside dog in, warming up and getting some loving, so it might get a little noisy because her and my other dog keep wrestling, but it'll be all right. So I'm going to go over some passages that were actually inspired by a new devotional YouTube account that I saw, and I got to thinking about it. Hey, and I thought I would just go over. They actually was mainly focusing on one part of the passage, but as I read it, it was actually what the Lord's been speaking to my heart anyways about my own life, and I'm going to go over those with you and then talk a little bit about what God's talking to me about in my life and the guard that I need to put up on my heart, the fences that I need to keep mended, and this dog is wild, boundaries that I need to keep set for myself and my own behaviors and my own things that I do and don't do. Okay, so we're going to get to the passage. So I'm using Passion Translation, and I use the YouVersion Bible. So that's under TPT if you look it up. And we're going to start, it's Proverbs 4, but we're going to start in verse 10. It says, "My son, if you will take the time to stop and listen to me and embrace what I say, you will live a long and happy life full of understanding in every way." So for me, I'm going through so many things that I'm trying to get wisdom, trying to get a hold of my behaviors that have gotten out of control, habits that have gotten out of control, mindsets that are out of control, where I'm not focused on what my purpose in this life is, where I'm not focused on keeping peace, where I'm not focused on staying out of things I shouldn't, doing the things that are supposed to do, wisdom to have a long life. So this passage here is great for what God is speaking to my heart. So that is verse 10. Verse 11 says, "I've taken you by the hand in wisdom's ways, pointing you to the path of integrity. Your progress will have no limits when you come along with me, and you will never stumble as you walk along the way." So integrity is very important to God, and down to putting your grocery cart back. The little things, picking up, don't spit your gum on the sidewalk. Things that we let just get slack in our life, all the way to the way we do a business, all the way to what we say and exaggerate stories. There's so many things that God wants to bring integrity back into our life and wants us to walk in that integrity. And for me, I can get slack in that and be like, oh, I picked up this can of whatever at Dollar General and I didn't really want it, so I set it on a shelf and like, well, somebody gets paid to do that. That isn't true integrity. And there are many times that I've went to do something or leave my cart where it doesn't belong and argued back and forth with what I call the Holy Spirit speaking to me, wisdom, whatever, you need to go put that back. You need to put that back, until I'm like, okay. Well, if we begin to practice in the small things in integrity, it'll lead us all the way into integrity in the rest of our life. And I've gotten slack again on walking in just integrity. Verse 12 says, "Your progress will have no limits when you come along with me, and you will never stumble as you walk along the way." So for me, I think this is very important because it says your progress has no limit if you come along with me. Well, I limit myself by my attitude, by the things I'm feeding myself, by not being in prayer, by not, walking in faith in things. And I've stumbled. Oh boy, have I stumbled. Fell flat on my face, taking some people down with me. It's just not a pretty picture. Verse 13 says, "So receive my correction, no matter how hard it is to swallow. For wisdom will snap you back into place. Her words will be invigorating life to you." It's not fun to have to walk your cart all the way back across the lot in the cold and put it in a bin. And people are like, okay, what's the big deal? If you put it where it's safe. Well, it's a big deal because it's teaching you to be integrity in other areas in your life. So I'm just using small examples. Here's way bigger examples in my life than that. Verse 14, do not detour into darkness or even set foot on the path. Stay away from it. Don't even go there. For troublemakers are restless if they are not involved in evil. They are not satisfied until they have brought someone harm. They feed on darkness and drink until they're drunk on the wine of wickedness. For the lovers of God walk on the highway of light, and their way shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Okay, I've let my light get very dim. I have associated with gossip. I have associated with drama. I have associated with criticalness and judgment and bitterness and people that feed on that until it has sucked the ever-living life right out of me. And I can become a life sucker. I don't want to be a life sucker. I don't want to be darkness. I don't want to bring darkness into a room around people. And this is like God saying right here, I'm telling you right here how to walk better. Verse 19, but the wicked walk in thick darkness like those who travel in fog and yet don't have a clue why they keep stumbling. Well, why do I keep stumbling? Because I'm associating with wickedness. I'm associating with things that are wicked and dark and bring people down. I'm associating with people that are full of bitterness, full of hate, full of vile, full of backbiting, full of gossip, because I was lonely and didn't want to just be by myself. Now, I have some good people in my life. I have family in my life, but I've been associating and getting pulled into conversations and attitudes and mindsets, whether it be on the hateful news, the social media part that stirs up strife, the Facebook groups that backbite, and I feel like it's my job to defend people, and I get sucked into some zone of arguing with someone instead of being someone who brings light into the room. No matter what it is that's bringing the darkness and the fog over me where I keep stumbling, I need to get that out of my life. Oh, I am so thankful for this passage and for this guy, you know, having me go to Proverbs 4:23, which caused me to just look all this up. Listen carefully, my dear child, to everything that I teach you and pay attention to all that I have to say. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. So that's what I'm doing today. I filled myself with this word. I want to, you know, they say it takes 21 days to make a habit. I don't know how many days it takes to make a bad habit, but a good habit, at least 21 days. So I want to set a goal for 21 days straight to make sure that I'm in the word, that I spend a little bit of time in prayer, or a lot of time in prayer, depending on what I have time for. And I want to spend, make this a habit again in my life where it's just second. As soon as I open my eyes, it's just secondary after my first breath of conscious air. Says verse 22, then as you unwrap my words, they will impart true life and radiant health into every core of your being. I feel like we're unwrapping this word. And it is imparting truth and life and health into me, because if I get rid of the toxic stuff all around me, my body will feel better. I've been down with kidney stones, and now my dog is chewing her food. She's always making some kind of noise. You know, I've been down with kidney stones. I've had inflammation in my body. I've had stress eating, you know, all that kind of stuff. Here we get to verse 23. So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life. And I have not been bringing life. My flow has not been life. So, okay, I mentioned boundaries and fences. My ministry is called Mending Fences and Hearts Ministries. That represents keeping things guarded, protecting what God has given me, protecting the peace that God wants me to have, keeping out the bad and keeping in the good, helping mend fences around other people's life to secure that their life from no harm, that they would know that no harm can come against them, you know, that... Yeah, it might come against them, but it's not going to prevail. That they have fences of love, of security, to keep out the evil, to keep their home and their self and their mindsets, you know, safe. The fence just represents what's in the spiritual. Verse 24 says, avoid dishonest speech and pretentious words. Be free from using perverse words no matter what. Lord, help me, because it's easy in today's world of who you're around or how your mindset gets or what you're watching on TV, to use perverse words, to use pretentious words, to use words of harm if you're not careful with guarding your heart, where this all comes from. Set your gaze on the path before you with fixed purpose, looking straight ahead. Ignore life's distractions. Boy, howdy, I have not been ignoring life's distractions. I have been so distracted, it's not even funny. Watch where you're going. Stick to the path of truth, and the road will be safe and smooth for you, before you. Okay, so yes, there's going to be always be obstacles in our life, but through God's grace and mercy, it can be a smooth transition. Don't allow yourself to be sidetracked even for a moment, or take the detour that leads to darkness. I have been sidetracked, and I'm done. I'm done being sidetracked. I don't want to sidetrack others. I've been a bad example of Christ. I have been an awful example for the last several months. It's a heart issue. So for me, I've had several discussions with people lately. Some people believe that it is a sin to have a drink. People condemn smoking. People condemn medical use of marijuana. People condemn, you know, just things that really aren't the true sin. For me, I can have a social drink and I do not feel like I'm sinning. I could not drink at all and still have all this other gossiping, backbiting things that people may not even see that I'm listening to or that I'm involved in, or my attitude stinks and I'm bitter towards the government and the world, and don't even get me started on the government, but, you know, or towards the whole system, or, you know, they don't see the anger and the vile unless they see me act out or say something. That's the hidden sin that God wants out of our life to keep us straight. We get so focused on outer things that aren't black and white in the Word, while yet the things that are black and white are growing deep in us. And, you know, I'm trying to, I don't want anybody to think I'm this, this, or this. You know, so they can't see me have a drink or, you know, whatever the situation is, or eat the extra ding dong, you know, and there's the hidden stuff that we hide because we think, you know, this shows an outer appearance of awfulness. Meanwhile, we've got anger and bitterness towards a parent or a sibling or a husband or an ex or, you know, a friend that we had issues with, and people don't even see that. And so that's why we have to guard our heart. Ask God, is this something that I need removed out of my life? Whether it be a behavior, whether it be a habit, whether it be a mindset, whether it be anger or bitterness or whatever it is, if it is something that is taking life from you, then God wants it to be out, and He wants you to have light in that area, and He wants you to have peace and love and joy and purpose and, you get what I'm saying? Because I am feeling it on myself big time today that I need to focus on this passage, and I need to make my path clear by getting all this darkness, setting a guard on my heart and not allowing my mind to go there, not allowing myself to be caught up in some drama that at almost 50 years old is ridiculous and life-sucking. So this is what God was saying to me this morning. I'm so thankful I came up on that guy's YouTube. And I'm actually going to link it on here and let you all listen to it as well if you're interested, and follow his YouTube. Now, I have not followed all of his stuff, so I can't tell you what he is teaching completely. I just don't want to not give credit where credit is due. And this guy's message is what inspired me to go through the whole passage this morning. So you guys have a great week, and I will be back next week. I'll get another interview scheduled as well. Be sure to go check that out, the one I did with Carol Hogner over the weekend. She actually got snowed or iced in here in Oklahoma because Texas got slammed with an ice storm, so she couldn't go home. Now, I am not complaining. It was very great having her. She left this morning. She's my second mama, and she is welcome here anytime. And same thing. I lived at her house for almost 4 years, or a little over four maybe. So I was so glad to have her here. Check out her interview. Go to dreamcatcher320.com. Check out my website. I need to do another blog. I'm trying to get that going back as well as these podcasts. Take care. God bless.